And welcome you to the second hour of our spring forward edition of Animal World. For any of you that are thinking you're starting with us, you're an hour behind. But we all made it. It is our spring forward edition of Animal World, and we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with our family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go directly to the Animal World website and, go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook as well. And just go to Facebook and search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. You can also look at my personal page, Martha Norwalk, and I usually post everything for public, so you don't have to be my friend to watch. But that's where you can see the pictures of Paramahansa Yogananda and after his passing and Mahasamadhi, and you know how wonderful his body looked without makeup or, you know, drugs or anything. Pretty amazing when a master consciously leaves their body and then it doesn't deteriorate. Pretty amazing stuff. Anyway, we are celebrating spring forward here. It is the second Sunday of the month. That means it's Best Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique and Energy Code Sunday. Linda Rasmussen is here. Nathan Miller is here keeping us on track. And Stacy bailed. And, bless her heart. She's with her daughters having a wonderful time in Maui. I can't wait to talk to her and find out how Maui is looking these days. You know, I mean, when I hear Maui, that's the first thing I think of is, you know, how's Lahaina doing? You know, and have the banyan tree. And, you know, you see photographs and stuff. It's not the same if someone's been there and actually seen, you know, the progress they've had since that horrendous fire and all of that. And I think they're in Maui. Is it Stacy's brother or someone lives in Maui? You know, Stacy grew up in Hawaii. That's where she's from. But they are in Maui. So anyway, we can pull on some of the beautiful sunshine from there. And I thought I was going to be able to come back and say, hey, it stopped raining. It's just drifting a little. Because
maybe
it
next
stopped.
Week you can say that.
Well, but I could have said that during the top of the hour because it stopped. So I thought, oh, I'm going to be able to say it stopped. Well, apparently that was for like 30 seconds. Okay, because yep. Now it's raining like to beat the band again.
Raining cats and dogs.
That would be the case. And, you know, come on, weather angels, it's Sunday. I have to do Sunday chores. You know what that means? I got to scoop poop in this weather. Okay? So, you know, I need, at least by the time the show is over, could you just lighten it up a little bit and stop the rain so that I can do Sunday chores when it's not pouring rain? Well, we'll see how that works. And gosh, we added a little brightness here on our screen because Linda discovered, I don't know how you got that, but you got really pretty colors around you now.
Yes, I got those.
we had a particularly bright love train together. So gosh, that was fun. I love getting up and doing the love train. And I'm looking, Nathan, where are all our phone callers?
They must still be springing forward, maybe. We're still waiting for you to call in. Of course, we have plenty of stuff to talk about in the meantime while we're waiting for that. But we always love to have callers to call into the show and either get, you know, BEST best treatment for you or your animals could even be affected by it, too. Because, you know, your energy pours into the animals.
So we can treat you and your animals anymore, but we need you guys to call in. And so, you know, all are you regular folks? You always tell me you're always there. Well, this is the time when you hear Aunt Martha say, pick up your phones and call. You know, we want something to do, and we want you all to be able to experience what, you know, we're creating here with what Linda does now to help you and your animal friends. And we can't do that without you guys.
And we also want to know what kind of donuts that the donut dollies served during World War II.
Yeah, what kind of donuts was my mom serving? What was the Red Cross serving to the troops that were loading the troops on the docks at Southampton? What kind of donuts were they eating? Anybody know? If you do, give us a call. Anyway,
a big question of the day.
Yep, and local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. 888-298-5569. All right, now, Linda, were you raising a hand on purpose? Okay.
Yeah, I just thought I would mention because, you know, when you see something that's really unique and tells us more about the, you know, the amazing things that are here in the created world, I saw the spider exhibit at the Pacific Science Center
about a month ago. Spider exhibit?
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a spider.
Yeah,
exhibit.
They have a special exhibit right now, and it is amazing. I've always liked and been interested in spiders, but
really?
This is such a deep dive into everything about spiders. And they have some exhibits with live spiders in them, and they have others exhibits that are, you know, informational and might have video or sound. Or I mean, they even have, you know, like what the different frequencies sound like in the web to the spiders.
So is it just spiders, or is it all of the arachnid family?
It's called spiders, and they reference, you know, that the arachnid family is bigger than just, you know, the one thing. But it's really about the spiders in particular. And there's a really fun one where you can stick your hand under a light, and with all the new technology, you press a button and a spider will appear like in 3D on your hand.
Oh, geez.
But it's not a real spider. It's just a visual, virtual spider. But it's really, they have some really fun stuff. If you have kids and you want them to get interested about nature, this is a great exhibit. And I'm actually going to go back again because I thought it was so fascinating, so much to take in. All the information about spider silk. Oh, my goodness.
Wow, that sounds really fascinating. I think I could even actually maybe even enjoy that now. But my issues when I was very young, of course, you know, I came in absolutely bonded with the animal world and very in tune and, you know, loved and was connected with animals more than people. But my issues, my only issues were bees and spiders. And so over the course of the years, I had to heal my relationship with those and wonderful stories with how I healed with bees and so forth. The spiders were not as easy. And there was a point in my life, let's see, I was a young adult, probably in my 20s. So I hadn't gotten over it yet. And my biggest thing was, you know, if you're sitting in your house, maybe you're on your couch watching TV, and out from under the couch crawls, you know, those, I always called them big dust spiders. Uh-huh. But they're the great big ones that, you know, you find on your floor or you get in the shower, you look up and they're on the ceiling or something. Uh-huh. Anyway, those used to absolutely just send me over the edge. There was one time when my god sister and I, she was visiting me and we're sitting on my couch and one of those spiders crawled out from under the couch. We both screamed and I swear we threw 10 phone books on top of that spider.
Aww.
Oh. Well, as you might imagine, I had some making up to do to the spider world when I healed my relationship. But I have now healed my relationship with spiders. I get along pretty well. And they don't, you know, I don't flip my cookies. And I even those, and I'll tell you what, since I healed my relationship with spiders, I haven't had one of those spiders in my house since. Now, I do have them outside of the house. And when we've had the drought times in the summer, that's one of the times I really was able to make it up to the spider world. We had the drought and nobody had water. And I went outside and I was out in the front patio. And then Robbie has a doghouse next to the front door outside. And I know those big spiders sometimes hang around, you know, behind that house and have their webs inside. And you know, and I basically just leave them alone. But I was filling up Robbie's water bowl and filling up the water bucket because, you know, we were having a drought. And I started to get really, really thirsty. Really, really thirsty. And I got in my head that the spider needs water. Spider needs water. So I took the watering can, and the roof of the doghouse comes down and has a little dip at the bottom. So I was able to pour some water in that dip rim at the base of the doghouse roof. And as soon as I poured that water into it, holy moly, out from the dark web comes these huge, those big spiders, and there was like three of them that came running up onto there and just drinking like crazy. And I'll tell you what, I haven't been so happy about it. You know, I was like, oh, how cool is this? I'm water. The spiders need water. I mean, it was the first time I ever realized, I guess, that spiders needed to drink water, for crying out loud. But anyway, so that was another major healing for my relationship with spiders and so forth. So I'm thinking now, Lynn, I don't know if I could do, I'm wondering if I could do that 3D thing that you put your hand in there. And that would really be a test to see if I've really healed my spider thing that, an imaginary spider could climb over me and I would be good with that. I think I could probably do it.
Yeah, I think you could.
Because I think I have worked through those issues, but I, you know, certainly had to. Do you know how long this exhibit is? It's at the Science Center?
It's the Pacific Science Center. And
do you know how long it's here for?
I kind of think it's here through at least some time in April.
Oh, okay.
But it's been there for a while. And I just think these kind of exhibits where they really go into the, you know, sort of the what they know through research, and then the other properties of science are really exciting. So I just really recommend it. I'm trying to restrain myself from saying all the great things I learned because people should go and see it.
Yeah. So you found it not just interesting and all of that, but you really learned a lot.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And I, as I say, I've been interested in spiders my whole life. So
wow, isn't that interesting?
This was just really, really great. I really appreciated it. Yeah.
All right. All right. Maybe you've lived a few lifetimes as a spider.
Could be.
All right, now I...
Okay, what did I miss? I came back and it's quiet.
Well, you missed spiders, and because I know you have been on the phone, but I'm not seeing you type any callers in, so we...
Yep, we just actually got one in here, so once we finish taking our break in just a short moment here, we can head to Monica
in
Mount
Shasta. Oh, I see, you're withholding that information from us because he wants me to stay on time. Okay.
Oh,
see,
I just finished typing it in. I was about to click the send button.
Ah, I see. Okay. All right. So whoever you are in caller land, bless you and thank you for calling. Anyone else that wants to call and get in line would love to have you through 425-373-5527 or toll free 888-298-5569. Let's get right to it and take care of our advertisers so we can get back and find out who's on the phone and get some healing work done here. I'm excited for that. So stay right where you are, everybody. We'll take care of our advertisers. And I was thinking about you. It's Monica. We're going to Mount Shasta. Woohoo! Well, we're headed to the mountains right after this. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project? Finding happiness. But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Multicultural, multidimensional even. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling here in the second hour of our spring forward edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We did hear from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and I've told you about the special service going on honoring Master Paramahansa Yogananda's Maha Samadhi yesterday. It's being celebrated today at Temple, and with a free lunch, free Indian lunch, free Indian vegetarian lunch after service. And you can go to service with me after church if you want at anandawashington.org or on Ananda Seattle Bothell on Facebook. And you can check out anandawashington.org for all the great classes and events coming up at the temple or the yoga hall or East West Bookshop, Heart Song Sanctuary, all that good stuff. Also, remember Jude Ponton, our wonderful sound healer and acutonic specialist, the one who, along with Linda, is most responsible for helping my body heal and getting me back to work so soon for the type of injury and the pain I was in and all of that. To be almost fully 100% back in 3 weeks is pretty remarkable. And I'm very, very grateful. Although I've never had an injury that took more than a couple of weeks to heal, so this was frustrating for me. But I really had to do that affirmation that Nels, put out a couple months ago. I embrace the unknown; it is my safe place. Yikes! I can't really do. I had to really get good at that one because I didn't know. You know, was I ever coming and all of that? But anyway, I'm so grateful. You can check Jude out at whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. She's in Shoreline, and I highly recommend you seeing her in person, but she can also work with you remotely. And she's got plenty of room for new clients, so all you got to do is give her a call. She'll call you back, 206-706. 206-708-2836. 206-708-2836. And then remember me, I'm back to work. And if you know anybody who has problems with their dog friends, I would be happy to speak with them, and I'll always talk to them for free on the phone. And so write my phone number down and pass it out. 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty then. It is the second Sunday. It's our energy balancing show. It's best bioenergetic synchronization technique and energy code Sunday. Linda Rasmussen is here. And first up for treatment today, thank you for responding. And we're going to another spiritual center in the country. And, you know, there's great energy down there at Mount Shasta. And part of the reason for that, I think, is because one of our family members is there. That would be Monica. So, Monica, welcome back to Animal World.
Thank you.
How you doing down there today? What's going on in Mount Shasta?
Oh, well, it's spring has sprung.
And oh, really?
It's going to be like 68 degrees. It's bright sun. I can see the mountain. Got snow all over it, but down here in the valleys, it's spring.
Wow.
I know. It's
I'm looking out my window and I can't imagine. Anyway, okay. So let's hold that. Yeah. There's spring in Mount Shasta.
Yeah,
sounds lovely.
Grass is green. There was a bumblebee flying behind me while I was reading in my backyard yesterday. You know, I walked out like a couple days ago and I heard this humming like, and I looked up and the tree was full of bees.
Wow.
It just happened like one day.
Well, I had the same thing happen, except it was frogs.
Oh, yeah.
So the frogs have awakened here in the neighborhood only for like the last 3 days.
Yeah.
But the frogs are out in full force. Okay. And I'm just hoping it doesn't get too cold to freeze their little fannies off. You know, this week it's supposed to get colder, but they woke up in early February. I told them to go back to bed, and they did.
Uh-huh.
But now they didn't ask. They're just here, and they're alive and well. And the frog sounds can be deafening. So
yeah.
But you've got the bees going on. So
I've got the bees. I heard some frogs last night, but you know, not like choruses like I know you get up there because of all the wetlands and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I have wetlands on my property. So, I mean, so I literally have, you know, frogs on my property. But it's a little unusual this year because usually they start out in the forest and they're farther away. And it takes a while until there are frogs on my property in my swamp. But they're here right away and first thing this year. So I don't know what's different, but that is.
Well, we must have tree frogs because I live along a green belt, which is kind of scrub, like, you know, eastern Washington type of what that green belt would be, right? That's what it's like behind my house. And so there's no wetland back there. But I still heard, oh, well, you know what? I live along a golf course. So I think maybe they're coming from.
Yeah, there might
there.
Be some ponds or something there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now you've called in. So you want to do a treatment with Linda?
Well, yeah, you know, a month ago I called in, and that was really quite something. And I listened back to it a couple of times, and that was beneficial, too. So, yeah, since you were there and you're like, hey, who's out there? Well, I'm here. And, you know, so I can go along with the idea of spring, you know, things are shifting. And also, it's for the, you know, it's exciting, but there's so much happening in the world that I find myself, okay, I can't look at the computer screen anymore. I mean, I can't tolerate the information coming in. I just want to stop looking at that and look at what's here with the green grass and the, you know what I'm saying?
Nathan wrote down like a reset for spring forward sort of thing.
Pretty much, yeah.
What you're kind of wanting to do. And now, do you have any animals that you want to include in this healing work?
Well, of course, I have two cats here. I have an indoor kitty, Maui, who, I don't know if it's appropriate to say so, but I think she's sort of what you would call a personal animal almost, right? You know, like a caretaker of mine, sort of. And then I have an indoor-outdoor kitty who prefers to be out there. Her name is Lucy.
Lucy? Okay. Uh-huh. Lucy and Maui.
Yeah, I named Lucy after Lucille Ball because she's very funny, very comedic.
Oh, yeah. Lucy, I always think of maybe Peanuts. Lucy, but Lucille Ball, that's too. Okay, so Maui, and anything in going on with either one of them, Maui or Lucy, that you want Linda to know about before she starts your session?
No, the indoor-outdoor cat, you know, she spends a great deal of time in the garage, and she basically owns my backyard, but she's from the area, so she just appeared, you know, like a year and a half or so ago. And so she still, you know, goes out and runs across the street to some other, I don't know where she goes. She goes away for a long time. You know, and she'll will come in the house, but very limited. As soon as some sound kicks on, you know, like a heating system or a,
yeah, she's gone.
She's got to get out, you know. But she's very, like, if I'm in the backyard, she's very tame.
All right. Okay, well, now Linda's going to take over and work with Monica and her kitties. And I'm remembering to tell you guys about this to begin with, because I usually always forget till the end of the show. But you're listening along, you can get a surrogate healing, if you will, if you just follow Linda's instructions, you know, like answering the questions she's asking in your mind for you. Right, Linda? And then the healing will be picked up by others.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. So, Nathan, I guess we are good to go. And so, Linda, Monica is all yours.
Well, Monica, I'm so glad you called so that we can help everyone listening have a little reset with the spring forward. So I'm going to invite you just to think spring forward and just let that be in your mind. And also just tune into how you're feeling in this moment.
Positive.
Okay, and so we're going to have you set that all aside and focus on tranquility. Tranquility and the number two are the two things in your mind. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. Your breathing will be to exhale from the abdomen. Going to hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can, getting a new breath as soon as you need to, and just repeating, exhaling and holding the breath out as you think tranquility too. Perfect. Breathe normally and with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, tucking the chin, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. Relaxing, breathing normally. And then I'm going to invite you to bring the phrase spring forward back into your thoughts and just noticing how you feel in this moment. Mm. Okay, that is complete. And I am going to invite you to think about Lucy for a moment. Just bring Lucy into your thoughts. And there's no work that needs to be done there, so I'm going to invite you to shift your thoughts to Maui. And Maui does not need any special attention at this time, so I'm going to find an affirmative word for you, Monica.
Okay.
And then the word will be stable, the feeling of being stable. And I embrace the feeling of stable is the full affirmation. And so this is just an invitation to really invite this feeling into our bodies as a physical experience and feel that connectivity to the earth and how that helps us to feel even more stable, no matter what is going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's wonderful, and I think it's quite unusual to end up when you have two cats, the same person, that both of them don't need anything right at the moment. That's pretty unusual. So I'm thinking there must be something good going down on in Mount Shasta down there around Monica. So whatever you're ever doing, keep doing it.
Okay.
Now, before we let you go, though, Nathan shared a little secret here, because we had a big, long discussion about spiders, and he says you got a spider story for us.
Oh, I did. Yeah, that's true.
All right, so, please share.
Well, it's just a personal thought, you know. But many years ago, I'm a professional pianist, and so I had a kind of a weird relationship with a place, and so I only was going to work there another month, right?
Uh-huh.
And so one day I showed up to play for a wedding, right? And as I sat down to play the first piece, like before the service, a spider climbed out between like middle C and D out of the piano keys.
Out of the keys came the spider. Wow.
Out of the keys climbs this little spider, and I'm like, okay, all right, you know, because I can't remember exactly, but at the time I had been using the, you know, the Animal Speak books.
Yeah, Ted Andrews books.
Yeah, and I can't really remember what the meaning of spider was, but it had something to do with renewal and starting fresh or something like that. I can't remember. But anyway, it was
well,
like
when
so
we get
meaningful.
To a break, I'm going to go grab his book and we'll find out what spiders have to say. All right.
Yeah, well, it was like the spider told me, made me feel like, "Oh, it's okay. You're still welcome here. Everything's good here."
All right, so spider brought you a good message.
I thought so, yeah.
Wonderful. That's fabulous. All righty. Well, thank you for sharing. That's great.
No, you're welcome.
And I wrote myself a note, but you guys help me remember all, because I'll go grab Ted's book. By the way, Ted Andrews' books, Animal Speak, Animal Wise, Plant Wise, some of my most favorite books on the planet. One of my most favorite people that I still talk to often, even though he's on the other side. I had the great gift of meeting him and when he came to Seattle decades ago and was in the studio with me, and I got to do a show with him. So that was really special. What an incredible soul that man is. Anyway, Ted Andrews' Animal Speak is the book she's referring to. So, Monica, thank you so much. And
thank you and Linda. I really appreciate the treatment.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and send us that beautiful sunshine, please.
Okay.
All righty.
All right.
God bless. Thank you. Thanks for calling
Bye-bye.
Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Now, Nathan, I think I know the answer to this question. It's do we do Diane or do we do commercials, ads first? And I think we want to do ads. Would that be correct? Is
that
going
to keep
you
happy?
Because,
as you know, Bigfoot is going to be back. So he's going to be starting to stomp around if we don't take those ads.
Well, that's the one thing we haven't gotten to yet is Nathan and the Mariners and Bigfoot update. But apparently he's going to be showing up soon. So we don't want him stomping around here. So let's take care of advertisers. Diane, you hold on. Anybody else wants to get in line for free treatments with Linda? 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk. AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of our spring forward edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. You can read all about them on the NuProSupplements.com website. Best cat vitamins, and my cat won't eat without them. Best dog supplement for skin and hair coat. And if you've got a shedding breed, it keeps the hair on them instead of all over your floor. And there's a hip and joint formula as well. I know sometimes Nathan's Abby takes NuPro and does really well on it. And so you can often find supplements in your local pet store. If not, you can purchase through NuProSupplements.com or at Amazon.com. And, of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Please join our Animal World family of advertisers. As we'd love to have you. And I'm just realizing that I forgot to go get the book. But I wrote it down, so I'm going to remember. Anyway, it is time to get back to the phones. Linda Rasmussen is here, best and energy codes practitioner. She's doing free remote treatments for you and your animal friends. And we are heading to Bellevue. And Diane, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with Linda Rasmussen.
Well, good morning, and thank you. And Martha, you sent the rain our way because it's raining here now.
well, honey, I didn't send it your way. I guess I'm just sharing it with you because it's still coming down here, too.
You still got it.
But I didn't want to be alone, so I decided to soak you, too, Diane.
Oh, goodness.
All righty. So, looks like, whoa, you just had some surgery?
Yes, I had polyps removed from my vocal cords.
Oh, how was that?
Well, I'm feeling good, and I think my voice is somewhat better.
But I was going to say, you sound really good for having had voice or throat surgery. They had to remove polyps from your vocal cords, is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And that was a week ago, so I think I'm doing pretty good. I'm going into the second week after.
Yeah, you sound really good. So, I think it would be really good for an energy balancing for Linda after that, because that's huge.
Absolutely, I would love that. And I have Whiskers with me, and
I was gonna. That's my next question. How's Mr. Whiskers?
Yeah, I think he's a little discombobulated because we have our little canine friend that I'm visiting until her mother gets back.
Oh, so your dog sitting a friend's dog,
right.
And so Whiskers' kitty nose is out of joint, huh?
Yep, it is. He doesn't like that he has to eat in a different place so that Molly, the canine, won't
eat his food.
And he just stomps around all mad because his routine is disrupted.
Yeah, well, that's a cat for you. All right, well, so Linda...
Molly is missing her mama, so...
Oh, and what kind of dog is Molly?
She is a Habibi doggy. She's a little short, fluffy, poodle-looking thing. Very cute. Very cute.
And what color?
She is blonde and like dark blonde.
Oh, okay.
So she's
all righty.
Well,
that gives us
and
a
gray
kind of a...
and blonde.
All righty. Okay, so we've got Whiskers Kitty, whose nose is out of joint because Molly's there, and Molly, who misses her mom, and then we got Diane just had surgery. So I think we got that all straight, Linda, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
What
so,
what mess for you to handle there, Linda?
Well, I think you're doing really well, Diane, so this is just going to help. You do even better. So, Linda, you're in charge.
All right. So, Diane, I'm so glad that you're doing so well. And I'm going to just have you think about a beautiful blue sky for a moment. The sky is blue. Just inviting everyone listening to, even with the rain, just imagine a beautiful blue sky. Okay, and now, Diane, I'm going to have you just shift into thinking about the aftermath of the surgery. So just like you had the surgery and now you've been doing what you're supposed to do following that experience, just let yourself think about that, the things you've been doing to heal, to take care of yourself. Okay, and then setting that all aside, I'm going to have you focus on the feeling of sadness, the feeling of sadness. And we're going to replace that and then we're replacing sadness with a feeling of judgment. And we're going to replace judgment. And we're replacing judgment with satisfied. So just focus on the feeling of satisfied. And the number two. Satisfied too. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. Your breathing will be to exhale from the abdomen, holding your breath out as long as you comfortably can, getting a new breath as soon as you need to, thinking satisfied too. Closed eyes, looking at the right side of your forehead. Perfect. Breathe normally. And with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then let your thoughts return to the post-surgery experience, the things you've been doing, and how you feel about all of what has taken place. There's a little more to do on this one. So just continuing to think about that post-surgical feeling, things you've been doing. And then setting that aside, focusing on stable. Stable and the number two. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. Your breathing will be to exhale from the abdomen, holding your breath out as long as you comfortably can, getting a new breath as soon as you need to, thinking stable, two. Closed eyes are looking at the right side of your forehead. Perfect. Breathe normally with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and then returning to this post-surgery experience, your recovery, the things you've been doing to take care of yourself. And that is complete. Going to invite you to think the sky is blue. And I'm going to have you bring whiskers into your thoughts and whatever your feelings are about what whiskers is experiencing right now.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, and there's something there we can do a little work with. And then setting whiskers outside your thoughts, focusing on satisfied. And the number two. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. Your breathing will be as before to exhale and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can. Thinking satisfied, too. Perfect. Breathe normally with your eyes open. Tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and then bringing whiskers back into your thoughts. And that is complete. And now I'm going to have you think about Molly.
Okay.
And I'm not getting that there's anything that we need to do for Molly. So now I'm going to find what you have you go back to blue sky and I'll find your affirmation.
Okay. Yeah, Molly looks pretty content over there. She gets extra treats when she's with Aunt Diane. So,
oh, well, that's a it's pretty nice doggy daycare there. And the energy of faithful, full of faith, is the energetic word this time that's most helpful. And I embrace the feeling of faithful is the affirmation.
Embrace the feeling of faithful.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Diane.
Wonderful, Diane. Keep up the great healing work for yourself. And let Whiskers know this too shall pass, that Molly will go back to her mom when her mom comes home. And you can be telling both of them how long that's going to be. You can't say, well, she'll be home in a couple of days. They're not so good with that, but you imagine lights and darks. So how many lights and darks until she comes back?
Yep, I've been telling them lights and darks. So
Excellent.
They know.
All right. Well, you keep healing those vocal cords. You sound really good. And appreciate you calling in. Thanks so much.
Thank you all. And Martha, I'm so glad you're feeling better. I was sending you energy while you were healing. So.
Oh, thank you so much. I so appreciate it.
And Linda, for taking good care of you.
Thank you. Thank you. You're a blessing. Thank you, Diane. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. I did remember to go grab Ted Andrews' book here. I'm assuming, Nathan, we don't have any more callers. And
not at the moment.
Anybody wants to get in line, 425-373-5527. Monica, and was it Mount Shasta, had mentioned Ted Andrews. And he is one of my mentors, and I think was one of the most gifted, being in touch with the animal world and kingdom and what they represent and all of that sort of things. His books are phenomenal. I had the pleasure, I told you, of having him on the radio show and meeting him. And when I went and grabbed Animal Speak, I had forgotten that I have an autographed copy. Okay. And, you know, Martha, it was a pleasure meeting you. May Mother Nature bless you with great joy and wonder. Ted Andrews, August 4th. 1996. So, been on the air a long time. All right. So, now he has his first book was This Animal Speak, and it lists some birds, reptiles, mammals, insects, and then tells you kind of what they represent and lots of things about them and all kinds of good stuff. And he is the most accurate and the best. It's not a Bible, but he's usually really close. And so forth. And at any rate, as far as spiders go, a couple of things here. Now, he's got several pages. He says, keynote is creativity and weaving of fate. And he says, the spider has shown up in myth and lore throughout the world, usually in symbolism, has been very similar wherever it is used. In India, it was associated with Maya, the weaver of illusion, and has had connections to the fates in Greek mythology and the Norns in Scandinavian lore. Women who would weave, measure, and cut the threads of life. To the Native Americans, spider is grandmother, the link to past and future. Now, then he says... Here, then there are several pages all about spiders, but then he always does a conclusion paragraph. So, if spider has come into your life, by the way, he taught us a ritual. If you don't know an answer to something, you need an answer, ask Mother Nature, then go out and sit in your yard or wherever you feel like going, go to the forest, go wherever you go, sit and see what shows up. And if you're not in tune that you can talk to the animal or the insect or what shows up, take Ted's book because he'll tell you. All right, so spider. If spider has come into your life, ask yourself some important questions. And by the way, something crosses your path three times in a row, that's a message there. Pay attention. Okay, if spiders come into your life, ask yourself some important questions. Are you not weaving your dreams and imaginations into reality? Are you not using your creative opportunities? Are you feeling closed in or stuck as if in a web? Do you need to pay attention to your balance and where you are walking in life? Are others out of balance around you? Do you need to write? Are you inspired to write or draw and not following through? Remember that spider is the keeper of knowledge of the primordial alphabet. Spider can teach how to use the written language with power and creativity so that your words weave a web around those who would read them. Pretty cool, huh? Yeah. All right. So you can look for Ted Andrews. His books are all still available out there. Probably can get them at East West Bookshop in Edmonds. Although, I mean, that's probably where my copies came from. you know, back then, but, you know, check and see. All righty, it is time to close out hour number two and fire up the love train one more time. We're getting on the love train. We're going to send the love and light all over the country, all over the world. Remember to send healing energy for Dr. Jeff Young, and then I'm going to teach you how to send energy in this next hour. And if you would like to get in here for free remote treatments with Linda for you and your animal friends, you can get in line anytime here. We've got wide open phone lines, local number 425-373-5527, toll-free 888-298-5569. You don't get to opt out. Dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on the love train. Join us. I'll come through and cruise through and pick you up and always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.